Police want your orders.
What are you saying?
No, I'm following my own orders now.
The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Welcome back to my podcast, here in the heart of Brandon's Utopia. Comrades, welcome to Brandon's Utopia. There are no election frauds in Brandon's Utopia.
Yeah, so, well, I don't know where you stand on this. I can only presume that you're being an avid listener of this podcast, you might be somewhat taken back by the results, some of the early results, on-time results, and late results are alluding to a catastrophe of epic proportions. Let's think Brazil 2022 or the United States 2020. Yeah, so I thought we'd dive into some sources here and see if we can't get a feel for what's going on out there. Might as well start over here at the newyorkpost.com. again, we'll just jam through the headlines, and I thought I would also venture into some comment sections to, you know, feel the pulse of the raging forearm of the average Joe American. Let's try that again. From the NewYorkPost.com, Hochul claims victory in New York. Lee Zeldin refuses to concede to Kathy, the mole rat Hochul. We will be able to prevail. How? We don't know. Key GOPers decry midterm results. Definitely not a Republican wave, that's for darn sure. Michael Goodwin. Ron DeSantis shows his future of the GOP. Yeah, interesting. DeSantis won in a landslide. Abbott won in a landslide. So Texas governor, Florida governor, wrapped up, hands down. This is after, I don't know, tens of thousands of people left other states, you know, where there were Democratic governments and shithole cities, and relocated to Florida and Texas. And you know, we gained House seats, our elections are secure, they were overwhelmingly Republic, they were landslide victories. We, in essence, via the election process, the two states have essentially seceded from the fucking clusterfuck wreck of Washington, D.C. and federal centralized government. DeSantis told Biden to go fuck himself the day that he was, you know, after he called as the resident. So that started their relationship. He went against literally everything that the Biden administration imposed or mandated on his state. And he stood in defiance of the COVID, and he's standing in defiance of transgenderism and all of the shit that detests the average human being. And he was reelected in a fucking landslide. So read the writing on the wall. peoples. Okay, Texas and Florida are at the precipice. Like, here we are. And once again, Texas started the lawsuit in 2020 that was kicked back by the Supreme Court because it didn't have merit, because there was no proof of election fraud. And we also kicked Dominion the fuck out of Texas, said, nope, those fucking things are easily compromised. Like, I think like 10 or 15 years ago, we instituted voter ID. That we have poll watchers. We did everything in our constitutional power to have a secure fucking election, and our Republican candidate won in a fucking landslide. The freak that was running his mouth about, you're damn right, we're gonna take your guns from you, and running around with his photo ops crying like fucking some beta fucking cuck with millions of fucking NGO-backed fucking contributions to his campaign, and he failed fucking miserably. So this would be an excellent time for Texas to secede, to just back out and go, you know what? We're done. When you all figure out your fucking elections and how you're going to govern your states that we're supposed to be a collective part of, then we'll come back into the mix. But until then, we're going to secure our border. We're going to turn our gas pumps on. If you want an electric car, great. If not, we got diesel burning fucking engines that you can rip and run in giant fucking rigs up and down the highways, because gas only costs fucking 80 cents a gallon down here. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Back to the headlines. Trump rips losing GOP candidates, including one he endorsed. Where the balance of power stands after stunning election night. Herschel Walker compares himself to Ricky Bobby in Georgia's Senate race with Raphael Warnock. Fetterman holds off Oz in Pennsylvania's Senate race. Okay. Now. Oh boy. If you don't know about the John Fetterman, the brain-damaged fucking dude from Pennsylvania, who just beat a, you know, educated doctor of medicine. Literally, the patient beat the doctor in an election that the dude declared victory hours before voting began. Oh, and don't forget that Arizona, some news station accidentally declared Katie Hobbs' victory 12 days before the election. Yeah, don't forget that. GOP-controlled House has plenty to investigate on big guy Joe Biden. Part-time Uber driver becomes first Gen Z member of Congress. Oh, that's great. New York elections, live results map, governor, senate, blah, blah, blah. Women, black, gay, Gen Z candidates notch wins. McCarthy assures backers of GOP victory in House despite close races. Excelsior protester tosses eggs at King Charles III during blood of slaves chant. All right. I'm going to jam through here looking for the election type stuff. Anyway, we'll just jam over to the Gateway Pundit. Blood moon bloodbath. Democrats steal midterms. Communism comes home to America. Crime, inflation, record gas prices, war, open borders, and corruption win big. Do you want me to read the article? Georgia update. Herschel Walker is only GOP candidate not to win outright. Heads to runoff against radical whitey-hating Marxist because Georgia loves their Marxist. Good old Hateway Pundit, man. Definitely not a Republican wave. Hats off to the Democrats. Lindsey Graham on stolen midterms. NBC projects that GOP will still win the House after Dems take all 34 toss-up seats and 7 more GOP seats. Here we go. Ultra MAGA Lauren Boebert loses rural Colorado seat to slimebag leftist who was caught having an affair inside a storage locker. Yeah. Arizona update. Now they want us to believe Democrats and mousy Katie Hobbs are going to sweep the state. Update. It's not over yet. Thanks to insane ranked choice voting, Sarah Palin has election taken from her again. U.S. exit polls, 73% of voters angry about direction of country, so they voted Democrat. Here we go again. Suspicious ballots arrive way after legal deadline in Detroit. Republican Mike Lee defeats never-Trumper Evan McMullen in Utah Senate race. NBC News calls Pennsylvania Senate race for Democrat Fetterman a man with brain damage who lived off mommy and daddy until he was 50. Let it burn. Democrats Schumer, Hochul, and Letitia James win in New York because crime is king. Yeah, you know, fuck. Gotham, take control. Take control of your city. Gotham is a fucking shithole. It's a shithole. Flee. Flee while you can. If not, I don't know. Pray. Judge rejects RNC effort to extend voting hours in Maricopa County, Arizona, after problems with tabulators lead to long lines. It's a clusterfuck, a shit show. Arizona GOP election night watch party. Republican Harriet Hageman wins Wyoming House race to replace dirtbag Liz Cheney. Republican Eric Schmidt wins in Missouri by 16 points in U.S. Senate race. Senator Jerry Moran wins easily in Kansas. Trump-backed J.D. Vance wins U.S. Senate race in Ohio. Okay, I wanted to... Let me cruise in here. I'm going to go over to Getters. See what they got on their trending stories. Here's one. I believe this is from Steve Bannon. War Room. House and Senate still in balance as counting drags on through Wednesday. It's got a lot of action. First comment, I don't see the predicted red wave. I fear they will never let us win because they do not want us to see what's in the machines. Now the blame game begins. The evil commies will steal it once again if the damn voting machines are still there. Yeah, the GOP is filled with assholes and they will hopefully be gone soon. Women just love when old white men tell them what to do. That's right. So it seems the American people haven't had enough pain. What a shame. How much pain does it take? If counting by machines is more accurate, doubt that, and more efficient, where's that evidence? The votes would have been counted by now. This election drama is a long-ass movie. American children are starving to see the truth. Stand up and take control. Okay, I intentionally stayed away from news and politics just to check the results a few minutes ago. Dang, what a letdown. The red tsunami was a bust. As bad as the USA is today, political tribalism is holding fast. Idiots just won't abandon Team D ever. The Guardian is fake news. Why are we pushing their narrative? In Pennsylvania, now they select it. Now they selected a mental case simply because he has no one to compete with him. That's how screwed up this country is. All of a sudden, too many fucking idiots. Use a fucking period, bro. Oh boy, I've seen this movie before. Yeah. There's a lot of bitching and crying and yelling and screaming. How about over to Gab? What's going on Gab? Here's a trending story from Andrew Torba, who, by the way, is the CEO of Gab. I see everyone on the right fighting about Trump versus DeSantis for 2024, and I just laughed to myself. The presidency in 2024 is a pipe dream with DeSantis or Trump on the ticket. To be frank, I don't know if we'll ever see a Republican president again. Millions and millions of illegals pouring over our border and being distributed to key swing states. An electorate trained to believe that hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots appearing is normal. Demographics is destiny. He who controls the machines controls the outcome. We didn't fix 2020, and we didn't build the wall, so don't expect another free and fair election. Next post. This is why we said fix 2020 first. Thank you. Election days are now absolute chaos in the United States. Complete embarrassment. We look like a third world shithole. After Ron DeSantis won a landslide victory, the Florida governor declared, "We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob." Today proves that 2020 was stolen. Your government sent 1.1 million dead people stimulus checks. Wonder how many of these folks also voted absentee, Rand Paul. Oh, I forgot that Twitter, or the Elon Musk tweet that migrated over to Gab. This is from at Elon Musk. You know, I guess it could be fake, but it looks like it's getting a lot of traction. I'm going to buy Dominion next and incorporate that technology to Tesla. I can make 100 cars a day and 60 more will show up overnight. See? So, you know, if you're thinking what I'm thinking, what Elon's thinking, and what all these people, you know, comments I read are thinking, you know, and again, a lot of people are thinking a lot of different things, but, you know, me personally, it goes back to 2020. It goes back, obviously, way beyond that, probably before, you know, fuck it, I was born into this shit. But most recently, with the 2020 election and the way that happened and transpired, and then the January 6th fiasco and all that, but, you know, hearkening back to 2 years ago, again, I couldn't come up with enough analogies and metaphors to describe what was happening. It was like, you know, like I believe one of them I was saying, like, imagine watching a Monday night football game somewhere, you know, after into the fourth quarter, you know, the first few minutes of the fourth quarter, your team has a 45-0 lead and you fall asleep in the chair and you wake up in the morning and you turn on, you know, I guess ESPN or, you know, whatever local news to see the results of the game, knowing full well that your team won because they had a 45-point fucking, you know, impenetrable, indomitable lead with that much time to play. And then that's when you find out that your team had actually lost by, you know, 90-45 somehow. That's what it was. It was that fucking bizarre for just your average guy, person, human being. Functional fucking person could see that something was amiss. And then, you know, 2 years later, we're living through it and still, you know, realizing that 2020 was fucked, and had it been fixed and had this motherfucker been rejected and kicked out, and we'd gone through whatever the fuck they had planned, and we'd lived through it and suffered through it, and they were all gone now and been dealt with in tribunals, and now we were actively pursuing the COVID trials. But we can't do any of that because we're still stuck on this 2020 election that my state, where I live, didn't participate in. Well, you know, participated in, but then immediately said, hey, you need to decertify this presidential election, and all these fucking states with all this election fucking craziness going on, get it together, and then we can address the fucking issues here. And the federal government was like, no, fuck that, on to business. Hey, we're going to declare war in Ukraine, start sending trillions of fucking dollars over there. Boom, 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 boom. So, you know, if that's how we're going to roll, cool. Bye, motherfuckers. Good luck. And again, you know, this is just me amped on a bunch of coffee trying to provide my butthole to the world, my opinion, you know. You don't want a civil war. You just don't. And you don't need it. And, you know, I realize that Texas seceding, if Texas and Florida seceded, that'd be a major blow to the fucking federal government, the United States as a whole. It's called the gross domestic product, gross national product, whatever. They'd lose a lot of fucking federal funding if they couldn't take fucking tax dollars, income tax from citizens in Florida and Texas, because neither one of those two states have state income tax. So once again, my fellow Republicans, if Texas seceded and Florida seceded today, what kind of raise would you get? How much money did you give to the federal government last year out of the state of Texas to Washington, D.C. to be directed straight to the fucking Ukraine or to California or to New York City? These motherfuckers that are constantly sucked. I'm not going to say they're stuck on teats, government teats. They're fucking ticks. They're parasites. Yeah, why fund that? You know, if you want to stay up there on the West Coast, you know, fucking liberal la-la loony fucking land where it's all blue and weird and fucking creepy, yeah, stay there and keep doing what you're doing to your own demise. And I don't want anything to do with it. You know, again, this is a huge geographical area. Consider, you know, Texas, I don't know, like Spain and fucking Washington State up there is France. Ugh. See what I mean? That kind of shit. Anyway, I went off on a mega crazy tangent, but I mean, come on. We have to have some concrete steps here, you know, this constant state of disarray and emergency, and fucking panic mode, overload. It's just, it has to, you know, somebody's got to put the brakes on this shit. You know, hey, whatever, man, elect me, fucking, you know, like if I was the governor of Texas, I would immediately secede, declare myself the president of fucking Texas, and start taking actions. Huh? Abbott? Sure, you're an avid listener of this internationally renowned, world-renowned podcast.
In what century are they?
Fuck you, sir!